reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma, your host. Once again, I have the honor to be here at your service. And then here with us, we have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Hassanain. So as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very much briefly. Let's start with Sister Bita.
Wa alaikum assalam, my dear sister and my dear brother here at Back to Reality. I am Bita and I have the pleasure to be here again. And I'm studying medicine at one of the universities in Tehran. And that's it.
Thank you and wish you luck. And you, brother?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having us. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm a student in the Islamic Seminary of Qom, and I'm doing my bachelor's.
So thank you, both of you, for being here. It's always a pleasure to sit here and have a discussion with you guys. So now, there are some different nations who have got so much of tolerance for other people's opposing ideas. Like, whenever I look at India, people in India have got this tolerance for different religions. Like, a lot of people are living at the same region, and then they are having a friendly relationship with each other. Like, even we have it in Arabic countries. Some of the Arab countries, in some regions, you have Jew people, you have Christian people, and you have Muslim people. They marry, they interact with each other, they work with each other, they're having a very peaceful relationship. This is a thing which does not happen so normally and naturally because, you know, not all people whom we interact with have got the same tolerance for opposite ideas.
You know, I always thought like I have a really huge tolerance against all the people. Yeah. And I thought like I'm really patient and so on, but I'm not.
I used to think but then I figured out that I don't have it.
I understood it from the story that I had. I had a friend from one of the universities in Canada. She was an atheist. And always we had this discussion. It wasn't discussion, kind of dispute or something. Yeah. I recall it was
your
a fight.
Problem was that you were going through too much of discussion.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, sometimes I couldn't really bear what she was saying because it was even irrational. Okay.
Yeah.
I had a rationality out of mind and everything. And
but then she comes up with this point that how do you define rationality and irrationality?
Yeah, exactly. And she was like, okay, we have to respect each other.
Exactly.
You know, what does respect mean here?
That's where the story ends.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I don't believe in this theory that unfortunately most of the people in this modern world have that we have to respect each other. No,
exactly.
Someone is stealing your wallet and you have to respect that?
Yeah. No, what if a person is a serial killer?
Exactly.
Do you have to respect their ideas?
So I think we have to work on ourselves, first of all, and have our own rules, our own structures, our own beliefs. And when you have 100% certainty about whatever you believe in, then you have the knowledge and you have the authority to talk to other people.
So what about you, brother? Have you had such an experience?
Yeah, of course.
Have you tested your tolerance?
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, if you say that, you know, tolerance over here means like, you know, someone who is opposite to that of my beliefs, if I don't go and fight with them, yeah, of course, like I don't do that. So I guess I'm quite tolerant in, you know, in this thing, in this matter.
So you, if you have an atheist friend, how would be your reaction?
So the thing is,
imagine just you're living in the same dorm.
Yeah. The thing is, I come from a place where the people from different religions and different ideologies. So we all live in harmony. So everyone, you know, lives their own lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we hang out together. We study in the same school. And, you know, we live in harmony. So we
So where does it come from, this harmony? Where does it come from? I mean, could we learn that? I mean, is it teachable to children?
If you are just living happily with someone with some, I don't know, some false ideas, you have to do something. It's your responsibility to do something.
No, see, sister, sometimes it's not the story of just getting deeper. Sometimes you have to because they're a part of your community. They're a part of your family. There are a new members added to your family. They are your friends. I just told you. And dorms, we are suffering from that story. So it's not such such a very far-fetched example. Sometimes you have to come to this harmony that another person has or entails some different ideas and perspective. I cannot change them. What should I do?
In this case, I believe that, you know, there are stages, like there are different stages for this thing. Like, first of all, you know, when, I guess not just me, to everyone, like, you know, when we are with the people who are opposite in our beliefs, like it might be anything, like regarding regarding politics, regarding religion, regarding any idea, when someone's opposite to our beliefs, so we, that makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, be the friend. You
That's
know?
Natural.
Yeah, I believe in something, but my friend believes the opposite.
The, so, you the know, total it kinda makes reverse
you,
of that.
Yeah, it kind of makes you uncomfortable. So you wish that, oh, like, you know, I wish my friend would have the same beliefs as mine. But the thing is, when you talk about the beliefs, like, you know, this one belief and then there's the other belief in contrast to it, in the contrary. But the thing is, beliefs, like, apart from the taste. For example, I believe pizza to be good. And you believe burger to be good.
Yeah.
So, like, this taste, like, you know, yeah. It's subjective.
No, I believe both of them are good.
Yeah, so, all right, like, maybe you believe Iranian food to be good, I believe yeah. Indian food to be good.
So
this thing, this matter of taste, right? So this mm-hmm. is subjective. So let's keep this thing aside. But apart from that, like, beliefs about something where there's no point that, you know, both of them to be right.
Yeah, so you mean in a deeper and in a larger scale, in a more important fact.
Yeah, like, you know, things apart from the taste.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the belief in God. Someone says there's no God. And we say that there's Allah, there's God.
So the creeds.
You yeah, totally so mean over the creed. Here, over here, it doesn't make sense. Like, you know, oh, okay, he's right as well. He's right as well. No, there's one reality. Mm-hmm. So the one's true and one's false.
Yeah.
So the thing is, what we try to do is we try to, you know, get proofs for him. Like, we try to prove him. And but at the end, it lies in his hands to accept it or not.
We'll be back in a heartbeat. Welcome back, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. Well, this is still Back to Reality, and we're talking about how much tolerance can I share with my society, with other people around me, and the communities that I enter as a stranger. That's really a question, you know, because sometimes, as you just said, I feel like, okay, I'm a tolerant person. I am so enlightened. I can tolerate other people's opposing ideas. But as soon as I get there in the situation, I feel like my brain is just simmering. I feel like my brain is just boiling, and I cannot control it. I cannot ignore what they're saying, because just as the brother mentioned, sometimes it's not the story of taste or anything like that. It's about ideology. And ideologies, there's no way for all of them to be true.
When we talk about beliefs and ideologies, so beliefs in common, not just about the beliefs in, like, religion or God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, beliefs in common regarding anything, regarding yeah. anything. When you talk about, like, these type of beliefs, not necessarily, like, our belief is correct, right? So we might be wrong as well.
Yeah.
So the thing is, but we, like, we have this habit. Like, we like the others to be on the same track as ours.
Yeah,
like, we like them to be the same belief,
you know,
right?
I do believe in negotiations. You know, we as human beings, we can talk to each other. So we can talk as friends and then we can have a negotiation. But then just right at the moment when I feel there is no common sense between us, then I would cut the discussion forever.
You know what, sister? I think we have to ask her these important questions from ourselves. That why aren't you patient? Okay, and even when the time that you find the answer to this question, that why you aren't patient talking to people, negotiating to people, you can understand that how you can fix that. Okay, and when I ask myself why I'm not patient when I face opposing ideas, I find this answer that I want to change people. Sometimes I want to change other people's taste. And this urge within me, which I want to change it
That's
myself.
That's very important. It
is really
dangerous. We can't
dangerous.
Change people.
Okay, if we cannot change people, and if you have that high temptation to change other people, then you will always be impatient. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is one problem. Putting that aside, sometimes you have to understand that you can keep silent. Okay, you mentioned the other part. I mean, talking and negotiating with people, and sometimes you can just keep it silent. Okay?
Yeah.
Just let go.
Yeah, just ignore the differences and then keep up with the things that you have in common.
Exactly.
If you have to interact, because sometimes you can cut it from the very first point, but sometimes no. As I just said, so there are some inevitable moments that you have to keep going with other people that did not have the same ideas as yours. So in those situations, I do believe that it's best to create that toleration, to develop that toleration in yourself. So let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back to wrap it all up.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
When we talk about beliefs and two opposite sides, so the two parties, right? Like the two opposite sides. So like two opposite beliefs. So of course, like one of them is right. So if you think your belief is right, so like first you can try it, as you mentioned, like you can try and negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a reasoning for it, like, and you can get a reasoning and you can try to prove it. So there are chances that, you know, the opposite party agrees, understands your reasoning and get to the same point as your belief. But sometimes, like, when this doesn't happen,
you can just ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just feel like, okay, it's better for my mental health.
Yeah,
to
the
feel
main
like...
point over here, like, I want to mention over here in this two parties thing, is that, like, both the parties, like, both the opposite sides need to have this in mind. Like, okay, I might have an opposite belief than to yours. Okay, I respect your belief, and I do not want to hurt your sentiments.
I'm not going to violate your peace. You don't do the same thing to me.
Yeah. So this is what, makes the matter worse.
Yeah, exactly. And we can take the Prophet's life as an example. And even his grandsons, like Imam Hassan alayhi salam, had a difficult situation at his time, but he preferred to keep silent. Actually, his silence was not out of weakness. It was out of power, because of the benefit of the entire society and Islam on the whole. You know, we should, actually, I sometimes say, we prioritize our purposes. Sometimes for a greater purpose, you have to forget about your own difficulties with the opposing ideas.
Exactly.
You have to tolerate things and develop that in yourself. And as I just said, we can take the lives of our Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam as an example, as a role model. Like the Prophet himself had a lot of problem with the people of his society. But what he did he just fight with them, all of them? No, he started to treat them with kindness, and many of them were just converted through kindness. So our religion is the religion of kindness. I guess through kindness, we can develop some sort of understanding and toleration of other people.
You know what, when it comes to society, we have to put the society's benefits first to our own individual benefits,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Whatever our Prophet, our infallibles did in the history, and we can take lessons from all those stories.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you have to focus on the things that you have in common, mm-hmm. rather than the things that are different.
Exactly. Sometimes these incongruities that happen among people are not as important as the thing they share as their common sense. Sometimes that ties us together is our nationality. Sometimes it is our religion. Sometimes it is our, educational purpose or whatever. But whatever it is, on a general scale, we have something in common that we can focus on that more and more. And as I just told you, when you're thinking of tolerating other people's idea as a difficult task, just remember that you are not right all the time as well. Some other people have been tolerating your ideas as well. So you can share that with your fellow people And I don't think that's so difficult if you go for it and try for it and take an example of the lives of the great people, of the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. We must tolerate each other as human beings. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.